Adam Schiff hires leftist, Russian mob prosecutor to head Intel committee's probe into Trump. By Penny Starr on March 5, 2019. Representative Adam Schiff, DCA, announced on Tuesday that the House Intelligence Committee he chairs has hired Daniel Goldman to be a senior advisor and lead the committee's investigative operations as it continues its probe into the President Donald Trump campaign's alleged collusion with Russia. Goldman, who frequently appears as a legal analyst on NBC and MSNBC, worked as Assistant United States Attorney in the Criminal Division of the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York from 2007 and 2017, according to his bio on the Brennan Center for Justice, a George Soros-funded organization that recently named him a fellow in one of its programs. The Washington Examiner reported, Goldman's track record on Russian crimes is extensive. While in the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office, Goldman was the deputy chief of the office's organized crime division, successfully prosecuting over 30 cases. He oversaw a slew of cases with Russian defendants, ranging from racketeering and money laundering to securities fraud and insurance fraud. He also oversaw the conviction for the murder of members of the Genovese family inner circle. In his role as a television legal analyst, Goldman has concluded Trump broke the law and conspired to hide it in order to win the 2016 presidential election. In December of 2018, in an appearance on MSNBC, Chuck Todd asked Goldman about the reports that Trump was in the room when discussions about hush money payments were arranged for women who accused him of having an affair with them. Does this news that Trump was in the room make it easier to say the president also committed a felony? Todd asked Goldman. Absolutely, Chuck. For two reasons, Goldman said. One is yesterday when the AMI, American Media Incorporated, cooperation agreement was announced, there was nothing in it that directly tied the president to AMI's involvement in paying off Karen McDougal. But now with this revelation that Trump was in the room with David Pecker and Michael Cohen as early as August 2015, not 16, but 15, now we know that there were communications between Pecker and Trump related to what is really a scheme. It's a full-on conspiracy to cover up any illicit affairs that Donald Trump may have had that might have influenced the election. So in two different ways this makes things a lot worse for Trump, Goldman said. 1. AMI just points the finger at Trump and Trump is now connected to the Karen McDougal payment in addition to Michael Cohen connecting him to the Stormy Daniels payment. Mediate reported on another Goldman appearance on MSNBC's Morning Joe, where he said he was confident Trump had broken the law to get elected. When Joe Scarborough asked him if Trump can withstand the legal firestorm swirling around him, Goldman answered, "We already now know that the president has committed a felony in order to obtain the office of the presidency." Trump tweeted about the sweeping investigations House Democrats have launched since regaining control of the chamber in the midterm election. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.